Sci-fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. We've got a Patreon. It's patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. You get two bonus episodes a week. We also have a Discord that you can find somehow if you're into that whole new fucking stuff that the kids are doing. you know, we're on there semi-frequently. So find that. If you have a five-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the air. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. Friend of the pod, Jeremy Lapeer. What's up?
What's up, man?
How's it going, guys? Honored to be here.
I can't believe you've never done the show before.
Wait, is that true? You haven't?
Never done it. Never done it.
Oh, shit. Okay. So you're not really a friend of the pod. You're a new friend of the pod.
I think I was intimidated. I'm a friend of the podcasters. Yeah, I think it was always a little intimidating because I didn't know. I think you guys have a much firmer grasp of all the sci-fi stuff than I do.
Oh, don't worry about that. I never know what we're talking about until the second we start talking about it. So, so don't be intimidated in that way. Just be intimidated because we are comedy giants and we'll just, all our jokes are going to be amazing.
That's what drew me to you guys in the first place.
Well, thank you. That and you and Willie were roommates.
This is true. Willie and I go back.
3 years, 4 years? Is it longer? Yeah,
I think it was 4 or 5. Yeah.
Dude, I drive by that house and the roof still leaks and they still don't work on the yard. It's just funny because the lady that owns the house, her person that works on apartments and houses for her lives in the house now.
Oh, boy.
Weird really? Choice. So I feel like he would be a spy.
You'd think he would fix it.
Yeah.
He's living there.
I'm rarely over there, but when I do drive by the place, there's not a whole lot I miss. I'll be honest.
Yeah. We had some weird.
We had a lot
there.
Of fun, but yeah, for sure.
Jeremy, you are. I'm not making a statement. I lost track of what I was saying right after I said the word Jeremy. I have a question. Are you into conspiracy theories or aliens or anything like that?
I feel like there's certainly the realm of possibility is open. I think growing up, that kind of stuff, I was never really drawn to. Like maybe the standard like kind of ghost stuff and horror stories and whatnot. Didn't land with me all the time, but certainly willing to entertain. And I think as I've gotten older, I'm learning more and more about the world that I don't enjoy as much. So certainly willing to discuss.
Wait, you're learning more about the world, like the real world, and that makes you want to hide in the world of conspiracies, or you're learning about the world and realizing that there are more conspiracies than you thought?
The latter, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just like with the government and stuff like that.
The government. You know, I think there's so many different ways to like reason yourself into believing something that I think often the evidence is isn't even necessary. It's just like a matter of like being passionate and communicating effectively.
Oh, you're talking about social media.
Social media, sure, yeah.
Are you on social media? Do you do that stuff? Do you get angry every day just replying to people who disagree with you?
Well, so when Twitter first started, I think for whatever reason, I was just not into it. And I've kind of just held my stance against not being like a tweeter. But I am learning now that you kind of have to be if you want to like have like a social presence. I think my last tweet was like to try and get on an HGTV show. They were just like showing tweets if you were tweeting at them. And I think I did it for fun. And I think I got it on the screen. But I think that's like my last tweet. And I was like,
they're just doing their show. And then at the bottom, they would just show tweets for people who were watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your tweet?
I think I'm hooked on this show like a coat hanger. I think.
Talking about when I was with you and we were both doing it?
I think so. Yeah, it was like ago? There was like eight of us in our living room just trying to tweet at this show. Had to
get the hashtag, and then if your tweet was good enough, it would scroll on the bottom. It was a race. That was okay. Fun.
Well, that's fun.
Love Twitter.
All right. Well, we have something called the WOW scale here. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. Don't worry about your score. I'll tabulate it at the end. But if you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wait. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW scale?
Let's do it.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I think there could be aliens, but for the sake of this, I'm going to say no, because I definitely lean more towards no. So, yeah, no to all 3.
Whoa, okay. Second question, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't really believe in ghosts either. More than aliens, probably, but probably a 4 out of 10.
Where are you from originally?
Michigan, South Korea, if we're going way back, but Michigan. I grew up in Michigan.
You grew up in Michigan. Were you raised religious at all in Michigan?
Yes, my parents were Catholic. I am a confirmed Catholic, I guess. We went through the CCD stage there.
Oh, really? You got confirmed? Yeah.
We don't mess around in the Midwest when it comes to our religions.
Wait, what does CDC stand for again?
It was CCD, and CCD. I don't remember.
What's funny, because every time I hear CCD, it sounds so professional that I forget it belongs to the Catholic Church. It sounds like a, you know, like either closed caption TV or something to do with like government. I'm like, CCD, like
I think when I was
confirmed Catholic dominational. I don't know what it is. Did you believe it ever, or were you just like, I gotta do this because my parents are making me do it?
Definitely more just doing it out of obligation. And then I think at a certain point, I think like junior in high school, I was like, you know, Mom, I'm not going to go to church today. And you know, she was just like, all right. And I think she realized not an issue.
That's cool. Yeah. No, I mean, that's cool. Okay. Well, the reason I bring that up is just to see, if your thoughts on ghosts, sort of. But you're like a 4 out of 10 on ghosts. You don't even really care. All right. Question 3. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Oof. No, I think that's the least. I think that's the least believable, in my opinion, out of the 3.
Oh, we should shout out real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt the WOW scale, but November 14th, yeah, we're going to do a live show on Schraub Home Video. Is it just schraubhomevideo.com, Willie? Do you know?
Yep. Yep, it is. Schraub is S-C-H-R-A-B.
Schraubhomevideo.com. We don't have an exact time yet, but it's going to be the 14th. And we're going to be going over the best Bigfoot footage. So stay tuned for that. Right? We landed on that, right? We're doing Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to. Okay. I'm going to pull out all the best Bigfoot videos that I've seen, because I keep talking about how good some of them are. Let's see them.
All right. Question number 4. Do you believe? Well, I can't. A lot of people call me out on saying, do you believe? I should just say, what are your thoughts on psychics?
They seem to be pretty unreliable, according to a lot of the stories. I've personally never had my like fortune told to me or anything. So can't say from experience, but I don't think I've ever really held too much faith in psychics.
OK. Do you think that telekinesis is possible?
Yes, I do.
Whoa, you do? Hang on. Telekinesis is the one where you can move shit, like the force.
You're right. I don't believe it.
What about telepathy? Were you thinking telepathy?
Yes, I was. I absolutely was.
Okay. And maybe telepathy could be a thing.
Yes, I think so.
What color am I thinking of right now?
Blue.
Oh, shit. I was going to go with blue, but I went with pink.
Hmm. So maybe I just really know you.
Well, maybe it's delayed. Maybe I fucked it up. Question number five, last question. Are you superstitious?
I am superstitious.
Did you play any sports growing up?
I did. Soccer, tennis, basketball were the big ones.
Hey, you. All right, we got that in common. What position were you in soccer?
Sweeper and then outside midfielder.
Sweeper's midfield, right?
It's this like the center back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was midfield for a while, mostly just because I could run without getting tired.
Which ones did you play in college?
I walked onto the tennis team and then promptly quit once I realized what was expected of me being a collegiate athlete.
Yeah, right. It's a whole level. I didn't know that you played tennis. I didn't know that you played tennis well enough to try to walk onto the college team. We should go smack some balls around sometime.
It has been probably like a decade, but yes, I would love to. I would actually need to go get a tennis racket. But yeah, it sounds lovely.
Yeah. I'm sick of all these hacks I've been playing with. They all suck. Yeah. But also, now my hand is busted, so I can't go.
I know, right? Yeah. Can you even attempt left-handed? I don't think so, right?
No, fuck. No. It would be a fucking nightmare. I'm good enough right now where I could hold a racket, but like I'm sure I would just do damage, so I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay, you are basically a Wade. You're like a straight-up zero. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had like three in 326 episodes, right? Three or four.
Is that true?
There've been so few. Like, I know we just had one like last week, but we just haven't had any zeros.
It's hard to get like either a straight up zero or a straight up five. You know, like most people are like threes or whatever. All right, Willie, hit us with the topic
tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Your future. Brought to you by Mark Zuckerberg, the Metaverse, or Meta, what Facebook is now calling itself. There was an hour and a half long video that Mark put out detailing what the future could be like. Are we going to join that future? Let's talk about it and find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Did you guys, all I've seen is like headlines about this, and explain to me what it is, because I just heard like a one sentence summary of it.
Dude, I watched this whole fucking thing. Holy fuck, dude.
The full guy.
I will say, what's that?
The long guy, the long version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I will say the one thing I got from the video is that the director wanted everyone to use their hands, whether they were good with them or not. Every single person talking in the video is using hand gestures the whole time, and half of them look like they've never done it before. But basically, Facebook is calling themselves Meta now, and they want to bring the metaverse to you. The metaverse is basically just whatever. Like, this is a word that's been around for a while, and it's basically referring to the digital future world, you know, like what the internet is to us now is what they want anything virtual to be to the future. It's just like they want.
Oh my God. What a cumbersome sentence you just created.
I know.
Let me maybe help you a little bit. There was a thing called Second Life, which was just like you would go online, you would have an avatar, and you would walk around and talk to people. And I'm sure there was like shops and games and stuff like that. It's basically that only with like VR, right?
Well, but the thing, they call it the metaverse because, I mean, all of these tech companies want to go beyond the gaming world. And so they're trying to immerse the next generation's whole lives in this thing. And it starts with gaming, but they just keep thinking that it's going to be the future of all of us, that we're just going to put on our goggles and just be on the metaverse for the rest of our lives, basically.
You watched the whole thing and that's what you got out of it, that they want us all on there all the time. There's no way that was their message, because that is nefarious dystopian message.
Well, I mean, but basically, yeah, because they're going to have Horizon workrooms where you can work, Horizon worlds where you can build worlds, Horizon home where you can be at home. They want to have these different worlds, but then also connect them so that they're actually in on the same
metaverse.
Yeah, metaverse. That's the word. Over. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, so then, what? I'm sorry. Someone else go.
I'm just upset that they stole that word, like meta, like it's just theirs now. Like,
well, like I actually metaverse. Read a headline that there's a different company called Meta, and so Facebook might have to like change it or
oh, that'd be great,
or buy them out,
because the metaverse buzzword is basically just the all inclusive mixing augmented reality with virtual worlds with just anything online, digital, anything in that realm. And then here comes Zuckerberg claiming that word metaverse as his own, that like, this is what we're going to bring to you. So it's very ballsy to try to take a word and try to make it your own.
But all that aside, so it's like, I know I'm old, but this is just the people in WALL-E, right? So they just want us all in headsets all the time, just kind of like walking around some weird like vaporwave future.
Yeah. And the way that they're trying to mask it, I think, is to be like, oh, in augmented reality, it's like you can have the layout of your place, but you can have it look like anything. You know, you can, it's basically like you can take your shitty apartment and make it look like the mansion that you want. I mean, it's really tricky because it's going to work on a lot of people.
Well, but I mean, I can see both sides. I mean, what's the harm if you hate your fucking place? What's the harm in like wearing goggles and making it look better?
It does seem like, there's definitely appeal there, right?
I want to get into the, I mean, I want to get into the harm later.
Okay.
Let's talk about more what they want, what they expect. Because even within this thing, when he's talking, they make weird quotes where it's like, you know, we want to make a creative economy. The metaverse where you can virtually meet, work, and play using VR headsets, glasses, or devices, or real life video game. And you know, it's funny because they bring this up and they're talking about this. They had this huge presentation and no one's asking for it. And that there isn't any virtual world or VR world that like people are happy in right now. I feel like that technology, they tried to push it so hard in every way, but they just didn't have anything real to offer anybody. So I mean sure, they're doing it. Have you guys played VR games at all? Do you have any VR devices?
I don't have any, but I've played it, and it's like, I guess maybe if I got comfortable with it, it would be fine, but it's disorienting in the beginning, because you're like, I know that there's a physical world outside of me and everything has been taken away. So like you're just constantly sort of nervous about hitting a table or something, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I guess that's why the AR thing is in there, because then you're actually kind of looking around. But then also, like, these goggles are heavy, man. I don't want to wear that shit for more than like 15 minutes.
And they keep trying to make the glasses small. I know the goggles are heavy, but they're trying to make the glasses work. And in both situations, like, they had high hopes, but like they just didn't work out. Technology is still, you still need things to be too big. And the glasses they have, they're like, look, we have these very comfortable, attractive glasses. He kept saying attractive glasses. And they're like so thick rimmed. I'm like, dude, you can't say that.
Like, attractive, if the appeal is that you get to just not leave your home. So who are you attracting with these glasses?
Yeah. Listen, I'm just trying to think of like, I'm dabbling in crypto, and crypto, you know, crypto's fucking crazy. It's like 10 steps until any of this crypto shit like takes off.
Yeah. Right.
Cause now they're saying, like, our buddy Michelson was telling me, like, oh yeah, I know they're going to have you're going to get paid to like play games. Like, you're going to earn crypto, whatever the native coin would be for the game. You would like earn that while you're playing, and then you can like use it in the game, but then it's also worth money. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, maybe. But like, that's going to take a while, right? Like, and then also, if you're just earning it by playing these games, it's going to be totally worthless. Like, it's not going to be worth anything. It's nice that you can earn it and then buy the fucking dumb shit in the game. But like, I don't think that you would ever be able to like pay your rent with it, you know?
Yeah, totally. 100%. Like, the sad part, well, you know, one of my takes on this is that when you look at all the whistleblowers that have come out from Instagram and Facebook saying like all the bad things they're doing, and like the only thing that matters is they just want to keep you on their app. It's like, paying you worthless crypto to play these games, I keep thinking of like going into the future and what children are going to be like with these things available. Hey, they'll pay you to do this. They're not going to pay you enough for it to be your job, but they're going to pay you enough to avoid getting a job. Not, you know, so like I have a very pessimistic outlook of all this stuff, but I still want to see the light at the end of the tunnel of this technology being available to us, you know? So,
well, the weirdest thing to me is like, nobody likes Facebook, right? It's like universally hated at this point. Like, it's been proven that like it's bad for society. There's just misinformation out there, and that's how they make money, by pushing misinformation that like gets people, because all they want is what's the word? Fucking impressions on, or hits, whatever. Like,
yeah, impressions. That's a good word.
And the impressions are the ones that are the most controversial, right? And so like they propagate these lies, because then they know that like a lot of people are going to be in there debating it. But then other people are believing it. So it's like, but back to my original point, like, nobody likes Facebook. And so everyone I feel like is like, well, first of all, there's like Gen Z who like aren't even on Facebook, because that's like something their fucking grandparents are doing, and it's lame as shit. And then I don't even know, like, we're like Gen Z millennials, like, we've mostly abandoned it. So like, why would anybody go like, oh, that company that we all hate, who have been pretty unscrupulous, we'll join up, we'll do this like metaverse thing where we just like constantly live in this fucking world where we know they're just gonna sell all of the shit that we do. Like, what's the plan? Like, how are they going to get, Do you, I guess my question is, do you guys think that'll work? Are people going to be like, oh, this is new and cool and I'll do it just to see it? Or do you think it's going to be a huge flop?
I think it'll absolutely work. Yeah. It will ultimately be a battle of who can like come up with this sort of technology and push it out like faster and who can improve upon it ultimately. But I think this is kind of like the next step in our civilization, sadly. I think, and especially if it ends up being like successful, I think we kind of proved with like the remote workforce that was apparent over the pandemic that like we don't need to be out and like interacting with each other as much, like from a business perspective at least. So you know, from personal perspective, obviously you'd want to be interacting with people, you know, in the same space. But I think since I missed out on the Bitcoin boom, maybe this is something that I might actually have to like look into investing in while it's not well.
How would you invest in it though? Would you invest in Meta? Would it just be a stock that you're buying? Or because like, you know, that they're going to come up with some kind of native coin for it. Right. And so like, that would be the thing to buy. But sure. Who knows if they'll even make that, if they'll even make that available, or if they're just going to like hoard it and then make it super valuable and hard to get, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I think that this is going to be successful also. I think them rebranding their names, hopefully they have to change it again, but changing to Meta will just make half the population forget that they used to be Facebook in like 6 months, because everything that you read is just rolls off your brain. And Meta, that's that. I heard of that thing. That's the thing, the virtual rooms, you know. And like, I luckily for them, we've all been on Zoom for so long that I can't even Zoom call half the people that I know because they were on Zoom all day. And it's like, I don't want to see your face. I don't want to sit on Zoom, like anything to stay off of Zoom. And so Meta might be an idea that at least it's this fucking weird cloud, whatever room you make, it's a weird cloud room instead of Zoom. Like, and I do like the application of, you know, having a pandemic game night where we have avatars of each other. But, you know, I still think the technology is going to be clunky for too long, because this is something that they're talking about rolling out. It's going to take years. We want to find the creators that will help us build this together. So if you watch the whole video, it's just him trying to inspire influencers to join them. They make it sound like they're rolling out this new thing, but then they reveal that like, no, the new thing is you joining with us and coming up with whatever you want to do, because we actually have nothing. We just want it to be virtual.
But that's my whole question about it. Like, what is it? Like, let's right say now, that some Instagram nothing. Influencer is like doing makeup or whatever. And so she tells all of her followers like, hey, yeah, join me on the metaverse and I'll do this over there. Yeah. But like, okay. But like, then
so the what? First, like what the opening stages of it are going to be this, they're going to underpay somebody to create a room that people can join in that like, and then people, once they're in there, oh, look at that thing on the wall. I can buy this. Now you can buy things in the digital world and you can buy things in the physical world too. So like NFTs, you can buy things that are only made in the metaverse. And so, oh, I do makeup. You can buy my specific eyelashes that are crazy that only you can wear in the metaverse if you bought them from me. You know, so it's just like trying to
totally. I get that. I'm just saying, like, why would I spend more than an hour in there? You know, like, what is the how is this going to be a place where I could actually like spend my entire? Because I'm not against it, honestly. I'm not, because like, if there is like a way to make money in there, like if I could just get a job in there and like do a job. That's great. I don't know what I would be doing. It would have to be something that would like actually be real in some way. Cause I, or something. Well, I don't know.
Here's the thing at this point. Cause I kept thinking about this the whole time. I'm like watching it going like, man, this is dumb. But I kept going like, I could come up with some ideas that I could sell him on, you know, in the same way you're talking jobs in the digital world. Picture you're anonymous anyway, so you could be like some weird kind of mascot character that shows up in people's rooms, you know, that they can just make fun of or, you know, whatever. I'm just saying that's a bad pitch, but it's just like, if you can come up with something and like, it sounds like people might somehow be drawn to it in that, like you have a chance to like create something new that hasn't been done before, you know? So it's weird because there's a lot of opportunity.
Agreed. Yeah.
Like the reason why they bought out Instagram is because it was their fucking their competitor that was going to take them down. And so now they're trying to get all of their competitors to join them. And it's like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, what do you do online? What do you think people like to do? Well, how could you keep yourself in a virtual room? You know, what's going to, because they're, you know, sure, we could all be in the same room and watch TV together. So it's kind of cool to watch a sporting event with like avatars of your friends and you can hear each other. You're also talking shit, you know, like there's so much room for potential. It just sucks because it is a part of this mind suck. That's just like, how do you keep people paying attention to you for too long? And the way you do it is like, you get people to shut off their brains kind of, but you know, we have creative friends. I picture us having like fun game nights and coming up with cool shit in the same vein. That sounds pretty cool.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but like, so that's different. I've just been thinking about like going to the movies, right? So like, I feel like I would probably go to the movies in a metaverse because I don't have to drive. I don't have to worry about parking. If it's a new release or whatever, I'm paying like the whatever the ticket costs, and then we can all meet up there and like watch it. But like, I don't want to be in a virtual movie theater. I just want the movie to be on my screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you might have to. Yeah. But like, game night is like, I'll drive to my friend's house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would rather just be there than like, well, and here's one thing, like the controls are going to be super wonky. Like, oh, I want to pick up this card. Oh, I have to like hit the trigger and then hold it down and then grab it and then move it. And like that stuff's going to be wonky as shit. Right. Like,
unless they keep in the video, they keep talking about coming up with new gestures, and I'm like, you can't just talk about gestures the whole time. Like, I know that we all know what you're talking about, but like so like they're coming up with a lot of like very specific controls. Like, there was a thing where somebody was writing on their pants, and the device could tell what they were writing. So it's like, sure, it's still elementary in a lame way where like you're writing cursive on your leg with your finger and it can tell what you're writing. You know, so like all of their,
what's
all
the of purpose their of that?
It's just like, so you don't, and they're also saying like, you can type, if you have home keys, you can type on nothing and it can tell what you're typing just for like taking notes or whatever, you know? And it's just like, no, I have a key. I don't mind using my keyboard still. Like, no, yeah, no, but you could, you know, like,
that's the thing.
When the robots are descending on Zion and the main control center is using like some shitty old keyboard. Yeah, you're going to be pumped that they had all that touchscreen technology.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, we're old, we're used to this stuff. Like, I'm still more comfortable using my computer than my phone, but like, there's kids who like don't even have computers, they just do everything on their phone. Oh, and right?
Picture how many times your fingers go off home row and you type the wrong thing. Like, in the metaverse, that's going to happen every time you kind of breathe. You breathe, your fingers are going to go back a step or whatever. Like, it's going to be so wonky that it'll never work without a keyboard. Well,
I wouldn't say
or at least a home row.
They'll figure out a way to make it work. Like, I just don't know the benefit of it. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I can't figure out the disorienting benefit of like wearing goggles and doing everything that I do in a weird world where, like, you know, we're talking like Minority Report, where they're like swiping files with their hands and stuff like that. I don't need to ever do that. Like, it's so much easier to just like look at my computer and see the file and click on, you know what I mean? Like, just because it's cool doesn't mean it's better. And so I'm wondering if, like, so I no, go ahead, Jeremy.
No, I was just gonna say, like, when iPhone lost its home button, I was like, what? But I, just kind of quickly got used to that.
Yeah, you get used to everything, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we will get used to it if it becomes like this universal thing that we're all doing. Is this the time where it happens? Because I remember like Nintendo making a little Virtual Boy, and it sucked. It sucked. It was like all like monochromatic and awful, and like, and that was in like the, you know, late 90s or mid 90s. And it's just like, is this the time where it actually takes off? Because we've been trying for a while. VR has been trying for a long time. Is this the one where it finally kind of like reaches the threshold of like user ease, you know?
You know what my sad answer is? I feel like they've rolled this out and they're pushing this on you so hard. There is a race for the next tech, and like for them rolling it out before they even have the next tech, that's a big cheat. But they do have it.
Like, the Oculus is pretty amazing. If you wear it, it's pretty great. Like, and the physics of it are great. There's like a ping pong game where you're like, whoa, this feels like I'm playing ping pong. But there is still something just like off-putting about it, like where you're just like, I gotta like hold the controllers or whatever.
In the commercial, they showed people playing, oh, you could play 3-on-3 basketball with your friends. And I was like, hold up. What's the run button? You know, like nobody wants 3-on-3 basketball standing in your room, because that is not, you know, eventually the game will work, but not this thing where you're like standing in your living room.
That's I've always hated this about like when the Wii came out, I was just like, okay, yeah, no, cool. It's fun to bowl or whatever, but I don't want to play Legend of Zelda with gestures. I would much rather sit on my couch and play this. And like, the reason people like NBA 2K is because like, you know, I don't know why they like it, but it's not because they're actually playing basketball. You know what I mean? Like, if they could actually play basketball, they would be doing that.
Yeah. And so my thing is, to answer your earlier question, is just like, I feel like the real cheat here is to just roll it out so that you get the young kids starting it.
The like, rich young kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you just get people to do it, and then you figure it out along the way. You'll make money along the way, but it's like, just put it out there, because everyone else is trying to do this. We're not ready, but let's just tell them we're not ready and let's start it.
Yeah. It's like they put together kind of the bare minimum technology to like show off, but also was able to claim the space at the same time before anyone else.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, everything that happens, you know, from here on out, they could point to and say like, oh, we were pioneers. Even if this inevitably like goes, well, not inevitably, but if it ends up failing like hardcore, I think, you know, as you pointed out, like the switch to Meta, the kind of the low key switch to Meta was really clever on their end. Because as you mentioned, like in like 6 months, you know, Facebook might not even be like anything we really associate with anymore. Like, and especially the new age is going to associate everything with Meta. So it's like, they're already kind of creating like their own like new inception date.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll continue talking about this metaverse that we're all kicking and screaming against, but it's dragging us along. We're it's inevitable. We're going to fucking end up in there. I mean, how bad is this going to be for us? Like, social media has already been horrible for us. Now we're just ramping it up to like the next nth degree.
And it's fucking here, man. It's already like we don't get time to accept it. It's just like, here you go.
Right. Well, this is the break now, Willie. We're breaking. We're taking a break.
Willie Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're talking to our friend Jeremy LaPierre about the metaverse, which, you know, Facebook, here's kind of my thing. Like, yes, Facebook is like launching their meta thing, but like, you know, they could be the Atari. Like, who's to say there's not a Nintendo that's going to come up and fucking like just like cut them off at the knees, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping. You know, I'd rather have new players come in and succeed than to watch this billionaire stumble into another billion.
It just seems like a stacked deck, though. Like that, you know, they already have all the money in the world. Like, how are they not going to be the ones who win?
Well, it's weird because if you look at the world's technology, like and the tech leaders, there's definitely like bigger players in other parts of the world. That could roll out the Nintendo to America, you know, like,
yeah, yeah. But Jeremy and I were talking in the break about what is it? Free Roam.
Yeah.
Free Roam. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like that sort of environment is, you know, naturally so appealing to, you know, to anyone really who enjoys video games. And I think this is kind of like the next evolution of that, where instead of you playing like a character in this like made up world, you now get to like actually implant yourself in this made up world to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a little like the digital version of Westworld, where you're like, instead of like building this world where there's like robots who look like people, it's VR and you just like drop yourself into this cowboy thing where you feel like you're a cowboy and you can like save a woman or become a bank robber or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it is what every game wants. And as gamers, we all know that it's great when you're by yourself, but most platforms fail as soon as you try to add one or two extra people in there.
And, I gave up on Red Dead because I could not ever. Anytime I tried to play it online with anyone, it would buffer and I would get kicked off, you know, and we could just not. We could maybe they fixed it, but I gave up pretty quickly. I'm not going to wait around for you to do some updates. I'm just going to bail.
Yeah. And, you know, is the 5G network ready to... This thing is going to rely on the 5G.
Well, but also think about this. Like, Willie, in the the preamble episode, you said that one of your bucket list things was to go look at the pyramids. So let's say that you can do that in the metaverse. Like, but does that fulfill like your desire? Like, would that be like being there? Like, if it's that good and you can walk around it and do stuff, would that?
Well, here's the funny.
Satiate your desire.
Here's a funny answer. I always used to say I don't care to travel around the world because I hear your stories and I see your pictures. So who fucking cares if I'm actually like in France on the West Bank or whatever, you know, like fucking.
Well, you're missing the point of travel.
No. Well, hold on. I'm just saying, like, that's where I started, and then later, I'm like, dude, I have looked at people's 3D images of the pyramids where they're like the 360 camera HD. I can fucking zoom in and move around my phone and look at it. It's like fucking amazing. But it, for me, it will never quench actually being there. Even though when you get there, you probably can't go past the fence they went past. You know, you won't realize it till you get there, but
yeah. But the thing is when you're looking, yeah, but it's not about seeing the details. It's about like immersing yourself in the world, right? And like when you see a picture of it, it's stale. It's what's the sterile? It's like there's not some, you know, local trying to sell you trinkets, which is double-edged sword. I mean, nobody wants that, but it's nice that it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to buy a wallet from a street vendor in New York, but it's kind of fun to haggle with that dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the whole thing. And then he keeps harping on is that, like, well, the one thing that the virtual world is, like, lacking is, like, connecting to basically humanity, you know, your emotions, your, you know, because what they're talking about is, you know, anytime you play a virtual reality game, you like, if your hand's in it, you look at your hand and you try to like, your brain almost has to reconnect to the speed of the game you're playing. And from everything that they were showing, it was like, hey, this actually looks like real life. And it did, but we weren't in that world. So it could, you know, it wasn't really actually graphics. It was a video. But I'm like, when it does look super real, picture like a family reunion where you don't actually have to travel, you know? And I go like, fuck, man, that's actually kind of cool. But
yeah, but we have phones.
Yeah,
but you can call your family at any time. Like what? I'm not trying to be the old man who's like against the new technology, because I've always been kind of an early adopter with stuff, and I've seen my parents like age out of technology, yeah. and I don't want to be that guy, right? And so, like,
yeah.
I'm open-minded when it comes to this stuff. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't want to go to a family reunion because I probably don't like a bunch of the people there. And so why does doing it virtually help me in any way? I mean, like, if I go there, at least I could, like, sneak away with the one or two people that I do like and get right. wasted and yeah. talk shit about them.
100%.
But, like, if I'm just doing it online, it's just like, oh, I'll just drink while I'm doing this, well, and then we'll log off yeah. after an hour.
And then someone's going to suggest, hey, this was so great, why don't we do this every weekend?
Yeah.
The old having connection issues, like just drop off suddenly. Oh, sorry.
Well, listen. Yeah. Well, listen, sign me up for that. Like, that's great. Like, it. To get out of any fucking obligation, you can just go, oh, my internet sucks. That's great. I love that.
to add to what you're saying, one of the in this hour over hour long ad, they like had somebody at a concert. Oh, this is great. Where's Lisa? And then she showed up virtually. She's like, I'm here. And then they were watching it. And then like virtual, like, after party tickets like floated in their hands. It's like, hey, there's an after party. And they reached their hands up and they had tickets. We can both go. And then they're like, yeah, yeah, now anybody can go to the after party. I'm like, and then they're like, you can buy merch from the concert. I'm like, Like the whole time, it was just an ad for people that are trying to figure out how to make money. It wasn't an ad for people to what the future was. It was an ad for everyone trying to make money.
Sure. Yeah, of course. But like, but I do kind of like that aspect of, I was thinking during the break, I was thinking about like stand-up comics and like, if you could just like, you don't even have to, well, I'm sure you would have to, I don't know how you would do it, but like, you could see any stand-up comic, you could see their set like live, right? Like it would feel like you were there. And then also the comic could sell as many tickets as he possibly, he or she could possibly do, or they, without the restrictions of a venue, right? And
yeah,
like I understand that, like that's appealing, but then also, but there's not that human connectivity. Like even if this comic is on stage and he can hear the laughter, that's not like as personal, right? Like he can look out and he can see the people, but they're all like fucking aliens and weird fucking,
yeah,
like mass and singer.
How do you stop a million trolls from like not talking during your set?
Well, I mean, it's easy to just like make it so that they're muted or whatever, but like, but no, you're right. Like it would be a huge pain in the ass, or they're like jumping around, or they're being super distracting. Like,
yeah, it would definitely have to be like a controlled environment there. But also it does seem like you're right, Wade. Like there's no way you could like guarantee that like the actual comedian is wearing these goggles, like performing this set, either in real time or even just like on a taped version. If I have no way of knowing that, and if I don't think that it is the real comedian, then yeah, there's definitely like, I'm not going to pay money to watch like an avatar perform comedy for me. Like I'll just go see comedy in person.
But people are going to get duped, man.
Oh, 100%. And that's why there has to be like almost like a Twitter verified checkmark kind of deal for like these avatars.
No, there will for sure be that. I'm just wondering, you know, like if you go to a football game, it's worse than watching it on television. Like what you go there for is to like hang out with people who are also rooting for the same team, and like you're like high-fiving with strangers and shit like that. And it's like, oh, this is like, we're tribal and this is fun because I'm like connecting with a bunch of strangers over this shared interest. And if you do that online, it's like, it's hollow, right? Like, oh, this guy likes it too, and he's an avatar and he looks like a bull.
Yeah.
So cool. Like, I'm just trying to think of like what the good application of this would be.
I think it's tough living in LA and being in LA and having been in LA for like a while to like look back and, or like to think about this technology for someone who isn't like maybe surrounded by a bunch of opportunities to like go have fun in whatever, you know, form that is.
Yeah,
like
that's
it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, like everything you're saying is, you know, totally right. I would say, I guess my question would be, and I'm not even sure if I know the answer to this personally, but like, wait, if like your favorite musician was hosting an e-concert, would you purchase tickets if given the opportunity to?
It would feel like a small venue, even though there's a million people there. It's like only 10 people show up in your room, so it feels personal.
Like everyone has the same.
I mean, let's say
like everyone's like super close or whatever.
Yeah, let's say ideal circumstances for you. Ideal circumstances. Would you actually spend money on it?
So, Belle Biv DeVoe is doing a show, and I can finally see them live, even though they're not a band anymore. no, man, I don't think, because here's the thing, like, I'm making a joke about Belle Biv DeVoe, but like, I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, so like, I think when you go to a concert, don't you kind of like that the sound is echoing around like this huge sort of cavernous place, and it sounds different. And so if you're just like a VR version of that, it would just be like surround sound, I guess, like speakers in your ears. I feel like you wouldn't get the same thing out of it, you know, like it wouldn't feel like.
But what if the whole concert was an NFT?
Yeah, it does seem like, I think you had mentioned like watching a movie earlier. Like, I think I would watch a movie in like an e-movie theater over going to a concert for sure. I think a concert is definitely a more like visceral experience that you'd want to like, you know, be physically present for.
Yeah.
But movies, I think a movie might be something that, and again, I don't even know how they would do that. Yeah. The perfect thing would be like, just like a screen, right? Just a screen with the movie, in 3D, I guess.
But movies
would you,
are.
Would you pay money to see a movie?
I feel like I would. I feel like if my group of friends was like, "Hey, we're gonna get onto the metaverse tonight and watch fucking Last Night in Soho," I would be like, "Oh, cool! I don't have to do anything. I'll do that." And then like, because then we're there and we're chatting before the movie starts or whatever, and then the movie starts and we watch it, and it's like, it looks good, you know, and it's like, it's big because it's in your goggles and stuff, and the sound is perfect because it's in your fucking ears. And that sounds like a great way to watch a movie. But every other thing that we're talking about, like seeing any kind of live performance, I feel like would be more detrimental.
Oh, no. Yeah. I will say the last time the Police performed, which I've always wanted to see, I was like, oh fuck, I could watch the Police. The tickets were like $600.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, fuck you guys. I'm never going to see you. In the virtual world, they could be $20 because they could sell a million tickets, you know? And so it's weird because I don't want to watch a virtual.
Sorry, not to cut you off.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're doing that already. Like, you can go, like, they do have that thing where you can go to like a movie theater and watch like a concert from the other side of the world on the movie screen. And it's like, of course it's not as good as being there, but it's like cheaper and you get to see it. You get to see all the live shit that happens and stuff like that. So I understand that aspect of it for sure.
Well, here's
the choice between actually going and seeing it live or watching it on VR.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Live is always going to win.
Some of the things that they were trying to pump as like beneficial, you know, that like one of them was like, if someone was performing a surgery, there could be an augmented reality element to show them where to make an incision. Just like, you know, like, okay, you're not going to sell me on somebody doing surgery needing augmented reality to help with the surgery, because boy, is that depressing. And then another thing was like, oh, school. There was a girl taking like an astronomy class, and they're like, how big is Saturn? Well, let's look. And then like they were all of a sudden like on Saturn. And I was like, that doesn't help anybody learn anything to have a distraction in the room. Like, well, for something to look at, you know, like there's
it's,
no,
it's fun. No, come on.
No. I get the fun aspect. But they were like basically claiming that like people will learn better with this stuff in front of them. And I'm like,
I think they would.
But that's all available.
It's just
now.
Weird that you brought up the two things to make fun of that I actually agree with. Like if like the doctor can be looking through his goggles and like see the inside of you because of like whatever tests and MRIs that you've had, and it like maps it, it like keyframes it and shit like that. And so he knows, like, he's like seeing inside of you, and he goes, okay, here's where I cut and here's where the thing is. And yeah, it's scary because if that thing fucks up, he shouldn't be too reliant on it, right? Because then he could be like fucking going the wrong way. But I understand the application of it. And then the school thing sounds amazing to me. Like, I would love to like go to class, be in history class, and instead of some fucking 60-year-old bitch telling me about history, it's some 60-year-old bitch telling me about history, but like we're looking at the fucking war that's happening. You know what I mean? Like, that's way cooler.
I was thinking about that a lot, and I was like, if they don't like the problem with that is it's always going to be the whitewash version. Like, I know that you could have people
hang on. Well, that's so entirely a different topic. That is not what we're talking about.
Now you want to
talk about the educational system.
No. But they showed them doing this. Like, hey, you can look at history.
Well, it's a fucking marketing video. I mean, what do you expect? Like, come on.
Well, but like, I don't think you could watch a video of history without it having skewed perspectives.
Well, everything's a skewed perspective, though. It's just the lack of VR does not make teachers omniscient.
No, but VR and AR don't make learning better.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. 100% what they do.
But like in the video that I saw, well, like, you know, they were showing like it. I mean, I know this is a bad, they just made it real quick, but they were showing some history and everybody, it was something from the Bible and everything. Everybody was white in the video. And I was just like, this is not the video to play.
You're talking about a marketing video.
No, I know, but. How's it going to be different?
That's not the way it's going to be. This is a marketing video. You said yourself, they don't even have the tech yet. They're throwing a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Whatever. I don't want to argue about the wrong things. I'm just saying that like just because you can be there doesn't make the teaching better.
I disagree. Listen, let's not talk about history. Let's talk about math. You don't think that like an AR math class would be better because then you could draw the equations or whatever, and then you could see like how they interact, like with graphing calculators and stuff. You could show that like this thing means this, and then you could show it on the graph. And
but
like
that's never been the reason why it didn't that it failed before, because even with calculus, you can see the graphing calculator graph. It still doesn't make it make sense to people. I'm saying that like everything I've learned has been visual up to this point too. And I've seen people not get it. And like, so the video doesn't make the visual better, because I know that they just had a chalkboard before.
That's subjective, dude. Like I'm a visual learner. If I could see God damn it. What's Boo Radley? What's
Atticus Finch, you're talking. The lawyer.
What's it called?
Is it Death of a Salesman? Talking about Death of a Salesman?
No. That's God damn it. What is it fucking called? Well, whatever. The point is, like, if we had to read that, and then we're going over the lessons, and then I'm suddenly in an AR or VR world where like I'm seeing it happen. 100%. I'm gonna know more about that. Like, you just saw the failure of the educational system. None of us could come up with the book that it was called. Like, if we had had the VR shit, then maybe we could have Mockingbird?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
But
I don't know, Willie, why have you chosen this hill to die on, where like you don't think education would be benefited by this? Because no. I think it would be 100% benefited.
Well, hold on. I think that education benefits by how they teach you, not the tools that they use. And I only say that because specifically it's like picture a picture book. It's like I get that we need pictures, but I'm saying that like through everything I've learned, we've had pictures. So for the picture to be moving, you're comparing
it against a perfect teacher, like who none of us have ever had.
No, but I'm saying that, like, you still need
Yeah, but teachers aren't that great. And so wouldn't this be a cool tool for them to utilize?
I definitely, listen, we're arguing different things. I definitely see the value of new technology being used to teach things, but I'm just saying the new technology is not why teaching is better.
It's not better or worse. It's a tool. We used to have fucking overhead projectors. Now they have fucking, you know, iPads.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, technology evolves, but like at the core of it, what they're teaching you matters more than anything.
That's a different topic, man. We're just talking about like what would be useful for this metaverse, right? And you're talking about like who's the perfect teacher.
No. I think we're seeing different extremes of because that's not what I'm saying.
It seems like you're, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you're saying obviously like, you know, everyone learns differently. And so like the people who can benefit from this virtual reality sort of atmosphere, it isn't necessarily for everyone. So like, if we're going to make like some sort of like blanket switch, then there's certainly going to be people who are negatively impacted by it. So there's some flaws there. And, you know, obviously I think, you know, in terms of the bigger picture, obviously this current iteration of whatever it is that we're looking at isn't like the future per se. And like, I'm kind of just basing a lot of assumptions off just kind of extrapolating what the bigger ideas are and kind of like where we're shifting. I think like the practicalities of some of the components can certainly like, you know, be discussed, what is the word I wanted to use right there? Debated. There we go. I see what you're saying. I personally agree with Wade. I do think it would be really beneficial as a tool for educational purposes, but do truly understand that like it also isn't necessary. If people are learning the wrong things with this better tool, then we're still going to be just as stupid as we were before.
And like my bad pitch example, because I don't need to bring race or the how good a specific teacher is into it. It's just like I've looked at Saturn before. So like pretending like I'm on a virtual version of Saturn doesn't help me learn anything more, because this isn't a better representation than the picture either. That's all I'm saying is that like, I agree. You're right. I'm not trying to argue that this is not going to be better. I'm just saying like,
why that bad example that you have admitted is bad because like, you know, have you guys played Mass Effect? You like scan planets, look for like minerals and stuff like that. Yeah. So you can turn like the Saturn class that none of us have ever taken outside of Willy. I don't know what this class is where we learn about Saturn, but we could be on Saturn. Hey, okay, go split up, check out Saturn. And then you go around and like you use your little scanner and you go like, oh, I found iron. Oh, so Saturn has iron on it and like blah, blah, blah. Like it's interactive. Like, I don't know that there's iron on Saturn. It's probably not. But like all I'm saying is you can walk around and it's more like a video game where you're like, I'm learning about Saturn. Like it has all these things on it.
Well, I'll tell you what my fear is of it is that like, the reason why I bring up Saturn is because that's the example that they used where they showed you Saturn. But I also know that we don't actually have good pictures of Saturn. So the virtual world would be a wrong representation of something that, you know, listen, I'm not trying to be nitpicky. I'm just trying to say that, like, I understand the benefit of virtual reality tools, especially with classroom crowding, you know? I'm just saying for them to just say that it's going to be better because it's virtual is not, that has nothing to do with anybody learning anything.
Well, I understand your point. And all I'm saying is that the things that we are teaching that we know to be correct would be benefited by a VR world where you can actually kind of walk around and experience the world.
What about, we've covered kind of the social aspects of this metaverse and the educational aspects, but what about, commerce and trade? Would you buy special eyelashes to put on your avatar from this, from Ariana Grande or someone?
Well, yeah. And
listen, I wouldn't, but if you look at microtransactions in video games, people spend real US dollars for
digital clothes,
buffs or whatever, or just even superficial shit. And I've never understood. I've never, ever spent real money on some shit for my basketball player. Oh, he's got really cool shorts now. Oh, I'm gonna have a different game next year and totally lose this. So why would I ever fucking do that?
Yeah, the only thing I've ever spent money on basically was, my avatar from Xbox was, I'm always a girl avatar. So I paid for the Princess Leia buns. I did pay for something stupid, but I'm so picky that I've only paid for two things, the boom box and the Princess Leia buns.
That's 200% more things than I have.
Yeah, but I do understand people spending money on that, but
Well, Jeremy, why do you ask? Is this a world where you would want to soup up your avatar and make him look super fucking cool?
I don't think I personally would. Although I've certainly spent money on making my basketball shorts look cool in an NBA 2K game.
Have you really?
I mean, it was $12. His shorts were too long. It looked stupid.
Yeah, but couldn't you up your 3-point shooting for the same price?
I chose a big guy. I like being the blocker rebounder. Okay,
dunk then.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I may have done that too. I mean,
and that's money is gone now, right? Do you still play that game?
Oh, sure. Still play it. Certainly nothing. Certainly not trying to be braggadocious about it. It is a bit shameful. But I mean, it's just I don't think I would do it in terms of trying to foster a fake image of myself or trying
this
to
is,
like.
But this is but this is you've already revealed yourself. You would if I'm not saying it's just your avatar, but you would spend money in this digital world where it's totally fake. You're only getting something digital out of it. You would, because you have.
I think the intent is certainly important. And I think when it comes to my image, my personal image, it's a very different story than some character that I already know is just a fake character in a video game that I want to I'm not playing this game with other people.
Let me ask you this. Would you pay $20 to, in your virtual room, have Mickey Mouse walk in on you? Or a Pope-approved Jesus?
Well, What does he do when he walks in? Does he just stand there?
Well, if you're having a birthday party and you can have, digital celebrities be the be guests of your birthday party.
Yeah. Okay, well...
You're starting a business, aren't you? Yeah, this is the first step of this.
I think it would be more you could pay $20 to have Matt Damon come in and say, "Hey, happy birthday, Whit." It would be kind of Cameo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where Matt Damon would have to, he would be too big for it because he's a genius and the Duel is a perfect movie. I haven't seen it, but
I don't think I've ever seen you blush before, Wade.
but it would have to be something like that, right? Where it would be just paying for digital Mickey to come in for your kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
It would have to.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is that, like, I don't think I would ever spend it on myself in this metaverse. But, like, if I had a kid and, you know, we're 20 years down the road, well, I guess not 20 at that point, he's going to be an adult. you know, and if he was like 6 or whatever, it's like, yeah, maybe he would think that would be cool. And if he thought it would be cool, then yeah, I might spend money on it. I wouldn't. But in terms of like trying to make my personal avatar in this game that is actually a reflection of like me, try to like be cooler than or be anything more than like or different than what I am, I don't really personally have a lot of I don't plan on ever doing that. I can segregate like spending.
No, here's why I think that, because like your basketball guy is the same as your guy online. Like,
no, he's you have to improve him, right? So like I'm improving him so that when I play, he's not so terrible at like shooting.
What if they,
like, that's the money I'm spending on?
What if,
but not because of the shorts though? Did you buy the shorts?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just like virtual currency. Like you just buy a sum of it. And so you spend it.
Oh, so you haven't spent real money. You're talking about the VC money.
Right. But the VC money costs money. You can buy, you can spend
real
money.
You can earn it virtual too.
Correct. Right. Yes. Yes.
But that's where it's all going. That's what I was saying about coins and stuff. So like everything that you're playing in the game, it's going to be tied to a real currency, right?
Right.
And so you could actually be like, let's just do NBA 2K for a second. Like you could make so much money in NBA 2K just by playing a shitload that you could maybe open up like some kind of store or something like that, where you're selling like these shorts or like you're designing new shoes or something. And then people could pay you this coin and it's tied to real money. And then you could actually make real money doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is cool, right? Yeah. I think that's cool. If someone's willing to like actually, because they think this money is fake. It's the exact same psychological thing of when you go to Vegas and you give them $100 and they give you a bunch of $5 chips. Like those chips do not, you don't think about that as money. You think about them as like these chips. Like they figured it out, you know, fucking 60 yeah. years ago uh-huh. or whatever, that like if you're betting with these chips, people will bet more. And that's what's going to happen with like this digital thing, where it's all going to be quote unquote fake money that's backed by real money, and people will spend a lot more of it because they don't think that it's real.
And then also the way that we all enjoy leveling up characters, if they figure out how to allow us to level up our avatars, yeah. I'm fucked, man. Like if I had to work on, like I'm cheating on Skyrim, you know, like if I have to like get my one arm sword ability up, I can go.
No, but that's true too. Like, but put it in the metaverse. Like, so you can either walk to this place that you want to go, or you could buy an upgrade and just immediately zap there. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's the way that they'll use it.
Yeah.
Shit, we're fucked.
Yeah, but we could give them the tips to fuck other people and make money.
Oh, really? So we'll just tell them a bunch of shit and then they'll give us money?
No, I know.
Mark Zuckerberg is not taking meetings with us.
The funniest thing I thought of after watching all this stuff is like, oh shit, you're just going to have everybody pitching you ideas and you're just going to steal them all. You don't need to, because everyone's going to send you ideas without knowing that.
Do you think that he opened up an email or something and people are just going to like universally send him ideas? Oh, he's only talking about like other companies and shit like that.
Oh, but if you watch the over hour long video, that's the whole thing, is he's like basically inviting anyone. If you have ideas like.
Okay. Yeah. I invite everyone to pitch me a movie and I'll give you zero information on how to do that.
But you're not Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, it doesn't matter because zero times zero is zero. Like,
I mean, the thing is, he's acting like his own Shark Tank, right? Like he's he's getting people to
that's my
to
take.
Come to him with ideas.
Well, that fill is me in the, on this. Did he actually tell people where to send their ideas?
No, but he had like people that had ideas that had money. Like he like interviewed them in this video, being like, "How would you? How would you?"
Not, fucking, I keep going back to it's a marketing video. Like
No. Yeah. But like the information isn't there yet. But it seemed like that information would be available soon on how to pitch ideas for the metaverse. Like that's my take. Is that like he's going to start accepting idea pitches?
It is gutsy to go with the faux interview. like he's asking about his own project to these people. Like I think it's a gutsy move to do in nowadays. It's just it just seems silly to me. Like it's clearly insincere when you're asking questions that like you kind of already know. And then to do it when you're like trying to showcase your the newest, greatest invention is just
a weird choice. Only had like 1.2 million hits. I'm like, I watch videos with Moose of like families that has like 20. I'm just laughing at like for this video, it didn't really have that many views. I mean, 1.2 million is a lot, but it's just like he's really stretching to get to connect to influencers.
I mean, listen, I don't know what this is about his fucking weird. I wouldn't send him any ideas unless there's like some kind of contract.
Yeah, I think that just like kind of like the messaging is that like we want to know if you have an idea that might improve like this project, like reach out to me or like contact us or like share it with us. Like it's like he's like crowdsourcing how this project's going to evolve, so to speak, and not like in a blatant way.
That's my take too. Yeah.
Not like in a blatant way necessarily, but just kind of like, it is weird to be like, yeah, we're not quite sure maybe how this is going to go.
Listen,
like, tell me to send us.
The internet needs to do their thing. And remember the Texas abortion ban where they set up a website and it was like, tell us if anyone got an abortion. So the internet did the thing where it's just like, oh, this motherfucker and this motherfucker, just like fake shit. Like, that's what we should do. Just overload him with like bad ideas because like, fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. You can't not pay for these ideas, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, we can be done. Did you have something else? Or?
Yeah, that's what I was about to start my closing statement. I'm like, wait, are we there yet? Do you?
Yeah, we're there. We're over.
So like, you know, Facebook is a terrifying company. They've done things that are really bad for everyone that's on it. And take away the data breaches and like them acting like nothing's going to get stolen in the future. Like, you know, in 2019, the government requested information. There were like close to 51,000 requests from the government of information on like 80,000 users. And 2/3 of those requests had non-disclosure orders prohibiting Facebook from notifying the user that they were investigating them. And and Facebook complied with 88% of those requests. And so to me, we all hate Facebook, but like when it comes to the way that they are mining your information, giving your information to the government without your knowledge, and you know, just all of the evil things. Yeah, sure, making money off you, the surveillance, everything. When I think of this version of it, I go like, oh my gosh, like this is how you make AI, you know, like this thing can now, you can make private rooms with your friends and invite them over and create worlds. And like it, everything's being watched and data is being collected. And now your emotions and your facial reactions and the things that you like, and it's all just data that's going to be sold to someone else. And I know that it's coming, and whoever is in charge of it or whatever, I'm just like, gosh, we kind of need to take a step back before these companies get away with this tech and kind of figure out what our digital rights are. Because we are moving into a digital future. The internet is evolving. This may not even be anything close to what the technology is going to be, and they may all fail. But it is interesting to my take on all of this is we need to look at what we are as humans, what we own of ourselves, and like, you know, they keep spouting the whole time. They're like, how are we going to make the future better? And I'm like, well, the whole time you're talking about your financial future, not humanity's future. That is like, you know, like picture us all being trapped in a digital world, not trapped, but like just that's what the future is. And while the real world is just going to shit around us. I'm like, we need to figure out what humanity is supposed to be with this technology existing around us. I know it sounds, I'm always talking. It sounds like I'm fucking saying I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a piece of shit. I don't know anything. I'm an asshole. All these things. I don't want humanity to lose to technology because we've closed our eyes to humans. I don't know. Sorry. You're making the face like, yeah, I know.
It's weird for you to make a final point and then call yourself an asshole a bunch of times at the end. Jeremy, what do you think?
I love you guys.
Go on.
No, that was it. I'll say it again if you want me to.
I'm sorry. I don't know Willie's whole thing about humanity and stuff. Like, it kind of threw me for a loop because, like, my perspective on things has always been, evolution and survival. And so like when my dad tells me that the Democrats are going to fucking ruin the country, I don't fall into doom and gloom. Like I need to be angry. I look at like how exactly they're going to ruin the country and see how to profit off of it. Right. And so if this new world is digital and like, if this is a thing that I can exploit somehow for profit, then I'm on board, man. I'm not necessarily smart enough to do that, but if there is an angle to play, then I'm going to do it. Humanity be damned, because what have we done? What have we proven? Why are we worth saving? I don't think that we are.
We're scumbags.
And so, yeah. And so I'll just try to make myself as comfortable as I can while I'm riding the fucking nuclear bomb down into the fucking, you know, end of the world. Jeremy, thank you so
much. I'll see
you
there.
Do you you're not like a very social media present or anything like that, but do you have anything that you want to plug?
This poker game that's going to start up in about an hour.
Okay. Yeah. Huh? Do you want to
Yeah. Now it's like, I'll just get on my email.
Let's, let's just end. Everybody go play poker online and lose your money to your friends and resent them.
Better than strangers.
We got a bunch of sharks, man. It's not better than strangers. I want to take strangers' money, not my friends.
But if you're going to lose money, would you rather lose to strangers? Or
well, I don't set out to lose.
If you start at 10, I'll ask later.
Yeah, let's end the episode. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. We're going to start that next bonus episode coming up. Jeremy, you're going to stick around. You're going to be a part of that.
I'm down.
All right, he's down. So everyone stay tuned for that. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening.